Thank you to everybody for coming, and for all those who put it together. It's mamash a schus to be able to come out here and to see Rav Moshe Tzvi's chashav kehila and his chaverim and talmidim. It's mamash inspiring. We're so lucky to have a rebbe like this, a rav like this. He's doing so many amazing things in this community and in Tinuk, and also in YU, Baruch Hashem, and all over the place. Baruch Hashem, give him kayach and the whole kehila. Added kaiches to go make chayel chayel in the future.
Amen.
You know that every single yontiv has a new shpizen. Not just sukkahs has a new shpizen. So you can tell us that every single yontiv has a tzaddik, which corresponds to that yontiv. And the Rishonim, the Torah already tells us that Pesach is connected to Avraham, Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak, and Yaakov is Sukkot. You can go farther, the Tzaddik can go farther. Yosef is connected to Chanukah, and David is connected to Purim. You make Moshe and Aaron, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's all different types of variations in the ways that the Tzaddik can say how a Yontiv corresponds to a Tzaddik. This tkuf of the year, of the Yemei HaMitzarim, also has a tzaddik who it corresponds to. It could be said different ways who the tzaddik of Yemei HaMitzarim corresponds to. You perhaps might want to say it's Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Navi would be a very good one. And you could say others as well. I want to focus on one mahalach perhaps and who the tzaddik of this tkufa is at this time of year. We really have a clue from the parshas which we read at this time of year. Pinchas and Matas Masay and Devarim. So the giveaway right away is Pinchas. We know Pinchas is Eliyahu Navi. I'll just share with you a quick remez. You know, the Gemara says that Eliyahu can get across the world in four swoops. Talks about, the Gemara Brachas talks about Malachim, how they travel. So Gemara says, Eliyahu be'arba. So just by derech remez, if you take Eliyahu, match of 52, and you times it by 4, right? So what's 4 times 52? It's match of Pinchas. So Eliyahu be'arba is Pinchas. This week's parasha also, Parashas Matos Maaseh, Torah tells us that Hashem tells Moshe, Nekom, Nikmas, B'nei Yisrael, B'midyon, and Moshe says, okay, we're going to do it, and who does he send to go lead the battle? Pinchas. So although Pinchas is maybe mentioned a handful of times in the entire Torah, he has his parasha last week, and he's mentioned in this week's parasha. And without getting into a whole shiur about the shaykhas of Sefer Dvarim, Tehili Yonavi, but there's a remez right away in the very first words of Sefer Dvarim. It says, Eile ha-dvarim asher dibra Moshe, and it says, Moshe, hoil Moshe beres ha-tayra zos. Moshe began to speak this Torah, to share this Torah. It's a very interesting lesson, hoil Moshe beres ha-tayra. So hoil is the osios. Eliyahu. Hoil Moshe beres ha-Torah zos. As you see in the parshas of Pinchas, Matas Maaseh, and Devarim, it's a very clear representation of Pinchas Eliyahu Navi. What's interesting about Pinchas, this Eliyahu, is that when we speak about Eliyahu Navi and his presence amongst all the other tzaddikim in Torah, Eliyahu is a very, very mysterious figure. Extremely mysterious person. Chazal tell us that the Tanaim were curious as to which Shevet Eliyahu comes from. So there are different accounts. On one occasion, Eliyahu said he was from Shevet Gad. Another occasion, he said he was from Shevet Binyamin. One occasion, he said he was from Shevet Levi. Makes sense if he was Pinchas. There's a whole discussion in the Mefarshim exactly who is this Eliyahu HaNavi. Where does he come from? Can't identify even the shape from which he comes from. In fact, the Truma Sadeshin has a Shaila in Halacha. He wrote a tshuva about this. It's known that he would write his own tshuvas. He didn't necessarily have questions being brought to him. He would write his own tshuvas. One of the questions which he discussed in a tshuva was, what's the status of the wife of Eliyahu HaNavi? Can she marry? Can she not marry? What's the halacha? Maybe there'll be another Eliyahu HaNavi somewhere in the world and want to know what her din is. I happen to believe, Lani Yastaiti, that she went up with him, but that's not for now, this discussion, so it wouldn't be Nagei B'chval, such Shaila. There's another discussion in the Medrash also. There was a discussion between two Tanoim. Did Eliyahu HaNavi have children or not? So one Tana said to the other, what are you clearing such a crazy Shaila? What does it matter whether he had children or not? It's not Nagei. We know that Moshe had children, Yeshua had children. Pinchas in the Torah doesn't say anything about the children of Pinchas. Did he have children? Did he not have children? So even the basics of what we know about Tzaddikim in Torah, about Eliyahu HaNavi, it's mamish a mystery. If we want to be able to find Eliyahu HaNavi, and we know that he's one of the hardest people to find, and the tzaddikim look hard, far and wide to find Eliyahu HaNavi. Where is Eliyahu HaNavi? So it's very hard to come by Eliyahu HaNavi, especially to see his face. The Gemara says, "Haroe Eliyahu b'chalon, Pinchas b'chalon, yitzape, you know, pela nasalo." Something very good has happened to him. If you see him in a dream, we say, Asher Mishra Panav Achalom, just to see him in a dream, Asher Eloi, just to see the face, to behold the face of Eliyahu HaNavi, this face of Eliyahu HaNavi. But he's a mystery. It's a mystery. Where does he camp out? Where can we find Eliyahu HaNavi? Is he in Shemayim? Is he on the Aretz? We have no idea where he's going to be and how many places he could be at once. It's actually a pasuk like this in Sefer Melachim. Says that when Eliyahu HaNavi was on the run from Achav, he bumps into Ovadia. Ovadia was one of the Talmidim of Eliyahu HaNavi. So he says, Alazeh Adoini, is this my master? He hadn't seen his face, and he's so misspoiled to see the face of Eliyahu HaNavi. And he says to Eliyahu, he says, because there was a ransom for his head, Eliyahu. So Ovadia says to him, Chai Hashem Alekecha, he swears, if there's not a single nation in the world that my master, Melech Achav, has not sent for you to find you. For Amru Ayin, and everybody says, we don't know where you are. Mamash a pasuk, explicit pasuk in Navi. Everybody is looking for Eliyahu HaNavi, nobody knows where he's to be found. So I guess in order to be able to find the whereabouts, the hideout of Eliyahu HaNavi, if we had to be good detectives, we would have to try to follow his footsteps, trace his footsteps, to find out where we can find Eliyahu HaNavi. Especially if he's the Yushpizen of the Tkufa. So we have to ask ourselves, where do we find Eliyahu HaNavi? So there's some of the obvious ones we know. And there's a few of them. We all know that Eliyahu HaNavi shows up at Pesach Seder. We count on him to come to the Pesach Seder. We can count on him to come to the Bris. So at least we know two of the appearances of Eliyahu HaNavi. In Nach, or perhaps Tanach, we find him in the tent of Zimri and Cosby. We find him waging Melchama against Midian, killing Bilam in this week's parasha. Chazal say he killed Bilam. We find him at Har Carmel with his showdown with the Nevi Abal. Where else do we find Eliyahu HaNavi? Anybody?
Rachav.
Huh? We find him in Rachav. Very good. In the house of Rachav.
Bismillah.
Find Har Sinai, it's true. How about we find him on Motzi Shabbos? Shabbos a good one? The very first appearance in Shas that we have Eliyahu Navi, the beginning of Maseches Brachos. And this is an important ma'amakam because the very first always is revealing about a shayrish. And Pnimis HaTorah, the first doesn't mean the first, it means the shayrish of something. The first appearance of Eliyahu Navi is that Rabbi Shmuel was pulled over to the side of the road to daven. And he pulled over in a churva and he davened. And all of a sudden Eliyahu Navi appeared and he said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I came to tell you that you're not allowed to daven in a churva. Anywhere daven, but don't daven in a churva. It's too big of a sakana. What was I supposed to do? I was afraid of people passing by and disrupting my davening. Better you should daven on the road and daven a tefillah katzara than to daven in a churva. Eim espalu b'churva. We don't daven in a churva." It's not the only place. We find other places in Shas. Eliyahu appears in a churva. It's a very interesting place to find Eliyahu Navi. First time we find Eliyahu Navi is in a churva. On another occasion, the Gemara tells us that Rabbah was strolling around and he found Eliyahu Navi walking in a Beis Kfar Shal Nachrim. He was walking in a Goyish cemetery. So we're trying to pick up our clues here, trying to trace the first of Eliyahu Navi, and it's leading us into very, very unusual places. We have Avram Avinu on Har Moriah, Moshe ben Har Sinai, and David HaMelech, you know, and Eliyahu Navi is in these very unusual places. Another place you could perhaps say that we find Eliyahu Navi is a Teku. We find him in Tekus. We're familiar, the Shlach Kaddish, that Teku stands for Tishbi, Yataritz, Kushios, Vibayos. Right? Whenever there's a difficulty, an unanswered question in Shas, Yehemuna Chat Sheyavo Eliyahu. We leave that. That's Eliyahu's department. So we have to ask ourselves, what's the common theme? How do we put this together? Is this enough clue to be able to find Eliyahu Navi? Or is it just randomness?
One more, Gula Shem, that
you'll be introducing. Okay, very good. Come to my punchline, jumping to my punchline. When it comes to Emuna, Sugis of Emuna, I think you all agree that it's been accepted by Klal Yisrael. It's been accepted by Klal Yisrael that in order to be classified to have a din as a yid, as a halachic Jew, one must agree and to believe in the Yud Gimel Ikra. Of course, Yud Gimel is Gematria Echad. You could say that the Yud Gimel Ikra is the totality, it's the summation of the principles of what it means, the Achdus of Hashem Yisbarach, that a Jew, that when he says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that this Echad refers to the Yud Gimel Ikra. And a person who's not, that he doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikra, then he's kofir b'ikr. He's kofir in one of the Ikrim. V'hoitzi tzatzal min haklal. Because Klal Yisrael has been mekabel Yud Gimel Ikra as the Yesodos of Emunah. Now we know that for everything which there is, there's a guf and there's a neshama of that thing. The guf and a neshama. Which means to say that not only do all creations have a guf and neshama, but concepts also have a guf and neshama. Everything has a levush and has a tochen. It could be said that this principle, this din, that the Yud Gimel Ikrim is the sharosham of Emunah, that's true mitzad the guf of Emunah. But Emunah also has a neshama to it. And of course the neshama, the ruchnius, runs much deeper and it's much richer than just the guf. Which suggests to us that in the whole sugi of Emunah, more than what we see about Yud Gimel Ikrim, about these principles of Emunah which we see from Yud Gimel Ikrim, there runs also a tremendous depth of neshama to these sugis of Emunah. For example, if I ask you, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? So, if you look in Yud Gimel Ikrim, you probably won't find anywhere where Hashem is. It says that Hashem is Echad. Hashem is Echad. What does that mean? We know that He's Ein lo guf, ein lo masigia guf, ein lo shon dimyon klal. But you'll answer me, like every good Jewish boy will say, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. Yeah, Hashem is everywhere. Now, how do you know that? How do you know that? Nobody taught it to you in yeshiva, I'm sure, right? Who taught it to you? Uncle Maishi taught it to you, right? Uncle Maishi. The reason why is because it comes from Pnimis HaTorah, such a thing. Halavai, our children should learn the Yid Gimel Ikrim in yeshiva. It would be so terrible that they should teach them Yid Gimel Ikrim. Of course, it needs a tremendous chizik in that inyan. But this comes from Pnimis HaTorah. There are certain klalim in Pnimis HaTorah that if you really want to know what is it that Pnimis HaTorah teaches, people think that it teaches names of malachim and all different types of tricks you could do with Shemus HaKadoshim. That's not what Pnimis HaTorah is about. Pnimis HaTorah is the discussion of the oneness of Hashem. What Pnimis HaTorah is. That's what it is. And all the yesodas of our emunah, the taharasa, come from the Pnimis HaTorah. So you can appreciate Lag BaOmer much more. But when you're celebrating the day of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, you're not just celebrating the Patir of a Tzaddik. You're celebrating the life of a Tzaddik who was Moser Nefesh to be Magali Yisodis of Emunah that we mamish live off of. That if we had to live off of Yikam Ikrim, we would just be living off the goof of Emunah, and we would be so far, far from knowing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. These Yisodis of Emunah, the Zohar Kaddish calls them Pischa de Mehemnusa. The openings of Emunah. The Zohar Kaddish and Pnimis HaTorah, they open the doors to reveal tremendous lights of Emunah, which were allowed to be brought into the world through Tzaddikim like Reb Shimon and Tamiya de Baal Shem and those who walked in their footsteps. It's called Pischa de Mehemnusa. The truth is that the real Yisodas of Emunah, they come from a passage in the Zohar which many people begin their davening with every day, which is attributed to Eliyahu Navi. It's called Pesach Eliyahu. It's interesting because those who begin davening with Eliyahu Navi, it's called Pesach Eliyahu, and they also end with Eliyahu Navi. If you daven a Sechsvar, Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. It's almost like you have bookends of Eliyahu Navi. It's the whole Indian what this means, why Eliyahu Navi is very shaykh to the whole Indian of davening. And in this Pesach Eliyahu, he lays out for us the Yesodos of Emunah. This is how he begins. Pasach Eliyahu Hanavi Zechul HaTayv. Va'amar, and he said, Ribon Almin, De Antu Chad V'Loi B'Chushvan. You are one, but not one which has a number, like 1, 2, 3. You're one V'Loi B'Chushvan. Antu Hilah Kol Ilayin. You're above all that which is high. Stima Al Kol Stimin. You're concealed from all that which is concealed. Les Machshav Tfisa B'Chklal. There's a lashon which comes up a lot in Sfarim HaKadoshim. You cannot wrap your mind around the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there's a whole discussion here about the Eser Sfiros, how Hashem Yisbarach is one with the Eser Sfiros, and if you try to separate Hashem from the Sfiros, you're separating Hashem Yisbarach, everything is one. But very big Yisodas come out of Pesach Eliyahu. And it's down from the Zohar Kaddish, Lashonos, like Ilas Kol Ilos, like you see here, one of the big Lashonos of Les Aser Panamine, there's no place which Hashem is not. Which means to say that even though when Hashem made the world and he created a chalal, familiar with creation, that Hashem's light was everywhere and he took out the light and there was a void, and even in that void, Hashem Yisbarach is there. There's no place in the world that Hashem doesn't exist. Even though you can't point and say, Zeh Keli Manveyu, I see Hashem, you could be assured that he's there. He exists in a way where even when you don't see him, he's still there. All these yisodas come out of the Zohar HaKadosh and they all come out of the teachings of Eliyahu Navi. So you could say that when it comes to the teachings of the guf of neshama, the guf of emunah, that is. So you could thank the Rambam for that, Yigimo Ikra. But for the neshama of emunah, you have to thank Eliyahu Navi. You have to thank Eliyahu Navi for that. He's the tzaddik b'chol hadaros. He opened up the pischa de mehemnusa. That's why here it's called Pasach Eliyahu. It doesn't just mean that he made an introduction. Not that he said shalom aleichem. Pasach Eliyahu means that he made an opening in the world. It's called the Pischa de Mehemnusa. He was able to inject a whole new understanding of Emunas Hashem. And that's why when we open up the door on Seder night, which is the night of the transmission of Emunah Midor Lador, as it says, V'higadata Labincha, right? Labincha is Gemachi Emunah, V'higadata Emunah, you have to teach Emunah. It's the night of you teach the Sodas of Emunah to our children. So we open up the door for Eliyahu Navi. He emerges on that night. And where is he standing out of all places? At the Pesach HaDelas. It's called Pischa Demhemusa. Many times we find Rashbi was in the Ma'ara and Eliyahu is standing at the Pesach HaMa'ara. He likes to show up at the Pesach. It's called the Pesach Eliyahu. Pesach Eliyahu. That he opened up the Pischa Demhemusa. When we speak about this idea of finding Eliyahu Navi, tracing his footsteps, which we'll get to, Mitzvah Shem. How he shows up at the night of the Seder, we'll start there. So of course we know that Eliyahu can come in many forms, we spoke about before. You could see him face to face, you could see him in a dream. There are other ways to see Eliyahu Navi as well. One of those ways to see Eliyahu Navi comes from a maisa with the Kotzker. On the night of the Seder, one of his grandchildren, he opened up the door. Excitingly, like we all are excited every single year to open up the door, maybe we'll see the face of Eliyahu Navi. And they opened up the door and they came back and they said, Zayda, Zayda. He says, where is Eliyahu Navi? We thought we would see him this year. So the Kotzker said in his sharp way, he said, the Olam thinks that Eliyahu Navi comes to the door on the night of Leil Pesach. But really, Eliyahu Navi comes through the heart on Leil Pesach. It's a big nechama for us because everybody's always fighting to open the door. This one needs a shidduch, she goes first, and then it's all machlekes about it. So, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who opens up the door because Eliyahu Navi is coming through the heart anyways. It's such a musa called Eliyahu in the heart. Somebody once asked Rav Kook. He said to Rav Kook, you have to have a little asis to ask this to a tzaddik. He said, do you have Gilui Eliyahu? So Kook says, I don't have Gilui Eliyahu. He says, but my Chidushei Torah come from Gilui Eliyahu. Then in my heart, I have a Hiskalos of Eliyahu Navi. There's such a thing called Hiskalos of Eliyahu in the lev. And when I'm Chadish Chidushei Torah, it comes from that Hiskalos of Eliyahu in the heart. With that being said, it could be argued, that of the two ways of seeing Eliyahu Navi, which one is greater than the next? And how is a person zeichet to such a hiskalus in the heart? It just happened to Rav Kook, it was random? Of course not. Rav Kook said about himself, my whole life is about Emunah. My whole life is about Emunah. It's a big Talmud Chacham. It says, everything that I do, I'm an Ish Emunah. Somebody once asked the Rishner, he was his son, the Rebbe from Sadigir. He asked the Rishner. He asked his father, he says, what does it mean to have Gilui Eliyahu? So the Rishner answered him. He said, when a Jew has Emunah, the less Asar Panaminei, that there's no place in the world other than Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem is everywhere and can be found everywhere, that's called Gilui Eliyahu. Of course, it doesn't just mean to say the words, that when it's Mesiyashev HaLalev, that when a Jew, even though it's something which less Machshava Tvisadeh, that you can't understand what that means, that Hashem exists in places where there's no existence, that Hashem is Mamish everywhere, but when a Jew is able to have that settle on his heart, that's called Gilui Eliyahu. So somebody like the Kotzker, he has Gilui Eliyahu. Because he believes wholeheartedly the less asar panamine. And somebody like Rav Kook has Gilui Eliyahu because he believes wholeheartedly the less asar panamine. This is the Pesach Eliyahu. This is called the Pischa Demhemnusa, which opens up the heart. So I challenge you. A person has a real kisufin, he has a real cheshek that he wants to see the face of Eliyahu Navi. And he's hoping, he's walking down the street, he's hoping one day he'll get a tap on the shoulder, hi, Shalom Aleichem Eliyahu Navi. He's going to open up the door one night at the Seder, and Eliyahu is going to be there. Is it really so practical for people like us to have Hizkalas of Eliyahu Navi? Is it really shayach such a thing? How many people in the door have Hizkalas of Eliyahu Navi? Mamash yechidim mamash. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't strive for it. We should strive for Gili Eliyahu. But which type of Gili Eliyahu? And which is greater? Ultimately, which is greater? Is it greater to see the face of Eliyahu Navi? Perhaps not, because if I see Eliyahu Navi opposite me, that means that I'm here and Eliyahu is over there. But if Eliyahu is in my heart, then it's not just I'm interacting with Eliyahu Navi, I'm becoming part of Eliyahu Navi. Then I'm merging with the tzaddik. That Eliyahu is becoming part of me and I'm becoming part of him. I think that's a much higher madriga. That's why the tzaddikim, they were never striving. There wasn't an inyan that I should see the face of Eliyahu Navi. All they wanted to do was serve Hashem as best as they could, and they mechazik themselves in emunah, and they had all different types of gifts from Hashem, like Gili Eliyahu's and all different types like that, but that wasn't what they were looking for. They were looking just to be big over the Hashem, with a lot of emunah, and together with that comes a lot of gifts. A lot of giluyim in Torah, a lot of giluyim of tzaddikim, of Ruach HaKodesh, and all different types of things, but they weren't searching for these things. But then emunah, the less has to put him in it, that's called the Gilu of Eliyahu Navi. And with that being said, that Gilu Eliyahu means that even in places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden and you can't find him, that he's so great and he's so vast and he's so one, that you can always find the Baruch Shalom wherever you go. Let's see if we can trace the footsteps of Eliyahu Navi. Like the obvious one. The most obvious is obviously a churva. What's a churva? Churva is a place where there was once a binyan and it's empty now. That there was once something which stood. There was a metzias there. Now there's no metzias. It's empty. It's panui. Is there any place which is panui of elikos than a beis akfaras, let alone a beis akfaras shal nachrim? Whether a goy is matami tumas meis or not matami tumas meis, makes no difference. A beis akfaras shal nachrim. Motzi Shabbos, the moment of vay of the nefesh, when the neshama yisera leaves us, where the kedusha of Shabbos leaves, and we're feeling the void, the churban of Shabbos kodesh. So you have Moshe Rabbeinu the whole Shabbos long, right? The Ari says Mizmor Shir Le Mashabbos Rashi Tevas Le Moshe Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chelko Shalashudas is the p'tir of Moshe Rabbeinu. You have Moshe all Shabbos. You celebrate Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Moshe leaves, and who is there? Eliyahu Navi comes. In that moment of vay of the nefesh, you can count on Eliyahu Navi to be there. Now, Leil Pesach is a little trickier because we see Leil Pesach as being a day of tremendous eskalus of kedusha. Hashem comes into Mitzrayim. We have to understand the context of what Hashem is coming into. Hashem is coming down into Mitzrayim, which means that before you start the Seder, every single Jew is in Mitzrayim, which means he's in the Sha'anon of Tumah. At least he has one foot in the Sha'anon of Tumah. Ad kedekach that Hashem Yisbarach himself had to rescue Bnei Yisrael. But every Jew is in the Sha'anon of Tumah on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Actually, you have to go b'chipazon. Everything is reliving the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a very low place to be, coming to the Seder. There's an achiz of Amalek there. That's why there's an Isra of Chametz. Chametz means that it takes the bread, which means there's an achiz on the Kedusha. On the Heilig Lechem, there's an achiz there. And it's a very strong hold that the Sitra Achra has on such a day. I think Melchama L'Hashem B'Amalek is the matcha Erev Pesach. I think that the whole day of Erev Pesach is one big Melchama against the Malek. That's why there's a Tainis, because there's a Klal. Whenever you fight against the Malek, you have to fast. Tainis B'Chayrim. Bris Mila. Bris Mila is one of the biggest mitzvahs, of course, but the reason why it's so big is because it's inhumane, it's cruel for a father to take a knife against his child. Many tears are shed by a bris milah, right? The fathers, the mothers, the grandparents, tears of joy, but tears of pain. Jewish baby is crying, it's suffering. On Pimis HaTorah, the baby is not suffering at all. It's not a shir for now. Baby doesn't suffer. If you want to know why he's crying, it's for a different shmuth. But to the heart, it hurts. It hurts to see the baby crying. It hurts to see the baby crying. It's one of the only mitzvahs that you have an obligation to pain somebody. An obligation to pain somebody. And what do you say? Eliyahu Hanavi, Malach HaBris, Ayim Elayim Mini V'Samcheini. This is where you invite Eliyahu Hanavi to participate in the mutilation of this babe. And in the tent of Cosby, in the tent of Zimri, Zimri was a tzaddik b'Yisrael. He was a tzaddik b'Yisrael. Of course he did it. He did a Maaser Rishus and he was a Rasha. But he was a Nasi of Shevet Shimon. And Pinchas came and he killed another Jew. And he did the same thing on Har Karmel. It says that there were 900 Nevi'im, I think 850 or 900 Nevi'im, 900, whatever it was. And of course, Eliyahu Navi made the biggest Kiddush Hashem in history, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Elokim. And then it says afterwards, Vayishchatim Benachal, he went ahead and he slaughtered all of them. He killed all the Jews. He's not afraid to take the sword in hand. The Gemara says in Sota, Menachos was the Meshuach Mechama. He was the Meshuach Mechama. That was his job. His job was to kill people. And of course, the teiku is the uncertainty. Whenever there's a teiku, it means there's a void of Torah. That Torah is like mayim, that wherever mayim is able to find all the cracks and to be able to fill those spaces. Whenever there's a teiku, it means there's a void of Torah, there's a void of Kedusha. And that's what we call upon Eliyahu Hanavi, Tish B'Yataritz. So what we're seeing here, as we're tracing the footsteps to find Eliyahu Hanavi, we're coming to a very interesting conclusion, that where we may find, we may think we may find the big tzaddikim in the holiest places, and you find Eliyahu Navi in the most distant, unconventional, who would have thought places. In the places called Les Aser Panamine, because that's what Eliyahu Navi represents. This is the teaching of Eliyahu Navi, that in those places where you know, where you feel that there's void of Kedusha, that there's no Torah there, that there's no mitzvah there, that there's no Kedusha there, there's a histalkus of Kedusha, that's where you find Eliyahu Navi. That's the role of Eliyahu Navi. Like he teaches, the less answer panamine. Echad v'lo b'chushbun. I can explain with this yisod why it is that this time of year we find Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu is the ushpizin of this time of year. He's our man. He's Pinchas. He's Eliyahu. Because we know that in the times of the Mikdash, these days were Yomim Tovim, Shavu Asar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av. In times of the Beis HaMikdash, this was very, very big Yom Tovs. But with Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tainus, Tzayim, Churban, Avelus. It's like the Churba the Gemara speaks about, that there was once an edifice, there was once a building there, and now there's a Churba. Right? The Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis Tfilah, Yikare L'Chol HaAmim, it's called the Beis Tfilah. And here Rabbi Shmuel comes in and Eliyahu says, we don't daven in a churva. You can't daven in a churva. If there's no base tefillah, you can't daven there. You can't go in nowadays to the base of Mikdash. You can stand outside, everybody's tumas meis. You can daven keneged the base kodesh kodeshim. But the base of Mikdash, which is the base tefillah, it's in ruins. It's a histalkus to Kedusha. And so therefore these days are certainly appropriate for Eliyahu Navi. This is the days of Pinchas. He's the ushpizin of this man. There's a maisa with the Zlatch of Ramagit and his son Rabbi Yitzchak. They were both Talmidim by him and the Magid from Mezrich were Talmidim by the Baal Shem. And once he wanted to take his son, a young Rabbi Yitzchak, to go see the Avodah, the Magid from Mezrich on Tisha B'Av. And so they decided they would go together, and they came to the house of the Magid from Mezrich. And they came to the door of the Magid, and the Magid from Zlatchever, he encouraged his little Rabbi Yitzchak to go open the door, go see what the Magid's doing, go look. So he opened up the door, he peeks in, and as soon as he opens the door, he closes the door, he said, can't look anymore. So he says, so what did you see? Why can't you go in? What was the scare? So he said, I see that the maggid is lying in his bed, and he has tears streaming down his face, and he has a cup in his hand, and he's catching those tears in the cup. I say about the Chassam Sofer, he used to do the same thing. He used to catch his cup of tears and he would drink it. And there's a pasuk like that in Eicha. It says, "Vatashkem will be the most shlish," something like that. To drink your tears. To drink your tears. So he had tears rolling down his face. With Kook, they said he cried the entire Tisha B'Av for Mamish. He didn't stop crying. They Mamish Margish. These are people who are Anshi Neshama Mamish. So he's catching this cup of tears. So he says, I can't see the maggid like that. I can't see. He felt that it was too high for him, and he wasn't shaykh to see such a thing. So the Zlatch of our maggid said to his son, Baruch Kodshai, he says, oh, you see the maggid with his tears. You see him with his cup. He says, don't you see that Eliyahu is standing right there next to him to be menachem him? This is the whole machos of Eliyahu Navi. That when there's churban, that when there's tears, that although you may not be able to see with your eyes, in a mysterious, hidden way, Eliyahu Navi is there to give nechama to the Jewish people. So of course, this is certainly true about this time of year. Talk about Churban Beis HaMikdash. But if we trace the steps of Eliyahu Navi, we're living in a tkufa right now that if there's any... was ever a time in history that we're margish more, that we need more than ever the amun of the less haser panamine, it's now. It's mamish now. The Torah says, Anoichi haster aser panamikem. Hashem already predicted that I'm going to conceal myself from you. Hester mitol chester. You're not going to be able to find me. It's going to be impossible to find me. That's why we have to understand why the teachings of Pnimi Satara and the teachings which emerge from the Zohar Kadosh, although we don't have to mamish be mekubalim or from the Talmidei of the Baal Shem, even Talmidei Hagra, whatever the Ramcha, whatever they taught, this is literally survival for us. And you know that to be true because in the yeshivas where they're teaching Gemara all day, you don't know the Yesodos of Emunah. You have lots of kashes. Where is the Ribono Shel Olam? Unless a Jew has any shayches to Pnimiyus HaTorah at all, he has no nechama in this world. He has so many kashas in this world. Where is Ribono Shel Olam? Because we're just trained to think that Hashem exists, and we don't know that Hashem defines all boundaries of what it means. That's echad. Echad is not echad b'chushban. Echad means echad v'loy b'chushban. That is a different type of an achdus, which it talks about in the Yugim Ikrim. That's not what it means when you say the Gimel Ikrim and you say that Hashem is echad. It doesn't mean echad like we think echad means, like 1, 2, 3. We happen to know that because we have a Rebbe like this, but there's so many Yidden who don't know that. We take it for granted that we have that emun instilled in us, but it's not to be taken lightly. It's mamash ashchus to have a pesach of the pischa de me'amusa. It's mamash ashreinu matav chalkeinu to be a Jew, but to be a Jew who knows this aspect of Yiddishkeit. It's a life changer. It allows a Jew to be able to deal with tragedy, and it allows him such a richness in his life to know what type of a God he has. Who is this Ribono Shel Olam which he has? That's such a schus to be a Jew, to be a part of such a thing, to have a neshama like that. There's so much simcha in life which is missing if we don't have these fundamentals. How can a Jew be so besimcha if he doesn't know these things? So we're living in the tkufa of panemine. And so we need a Eliyahu Navi to come to tell us that there's less asa panemine. Hashem could be found everywhere. And it doesn't mean just everywhere in the world. It means that every void in a person's life where he feels like it's empty and it needs to be filled, Hashem fills that void. That's the teachings of Eliyahu Navi. And that's why, as was pointed out, Eliyahu Navi is going to be the one. That's who we're waiting for. We're waiting to see his face, not just in the night of the Seder. We don't just want to know what he looks like, how long his beard is, and what color bekasha he wears. We want to see that face. We want to see the or panim of Eliyahu Navi. We want to see that chachmas adam tar panim of them. When we see that face, then all of our kashas are answered. That we have no more kashas anymore. That's the type of a face. Like the Gemara says many things, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Had I only seen his face, I only saw his backside, if I would just see his face, that's what we want to see, that type of a face. They didn't want to know the stats. He doesn't want to know how for his driver's license, how tall he was. That's all chitzonis. I want to see his face, that when I see his face, it answers all my questions. The illuminated face, the light of where the neshama is coming out of such a face. like we say in davening, we say by Birchas Kayanim, Yor Hashem Panav Ilecha, Ki Bo'or Panacha Nasat Alanu, that face which will put an end to everything. Of course, the Pinchas Eliyahu was a Kohen. That face, the Or Panim of the Kohen, that face of the Kohen, the Ma'ara Kohen, when the Kohen Gadol would come out of the Kodesh Kodesh in Yom Kippur, he had such a face. That was the face. It wasn't like he was happy and he was dead. He had a face which all the kashas that the Yidden had, he answered all the kashas. That's what the Kutzker says. The Kutzker says there's only one emes. Pinchas Karsa said there's many emeses. The Kutzker said there's only one moment of emes the entire year. That's on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodeshim and he comes out of the Kodesh Kodeshim. That's emes. Emes maned are praying Kohen Gadol b'tzeis in the Kodesh Kodeshim. When you saw that face of the Kohen Gadol, you had no more kashas anymore. And that's the celebration of Sukkot. That all the Yisoides of Emunah, that all the questions which you had, everything is answered. That a Jew is exactly where he's supposed to be. And he has that shlemus of Emunah, that shlemus of Simcha. And again, it wasn't the Kohen that he was teaching it in words. It's not something you can put into words. You could say, L'asasak parnamineh from today till tomorrow. It's something that has to be misyashiv al alev. And that was the ability of the Kohen Gadol would say to me, Kodesh Kodeshim, that he walked in, and Hashem was there, and he gave it to the Kohen, and he put it in his heart, and it shined on his face, and anybody who saw the face of the Kohen Gadol, there are no makashas anymore. All the tirutz. And this is what we're waiting for, Ba'achris Hayomim, that all the panamineis should be less asa panamineis, that all the voids in our lives, and all the tekus in our life, and all the kashas which we had, we're waiting for that spark of Elyonavi, not just to see his face b'chitzonius, that would be great, but to merge with Elyonavi, that we should be, he should uplift us, that we should be on his madrig, not just to see him on the outside, but to see him on the inside. With all the tekus of Tishbi Yatiris Kushas Vibos, I thought of another emes. Teku is also Rashi Tevas, Va'ata Kadosh Yoshiv Tehilas Yisrael. That's what we're waiting for. That it should be a different type of a teiku. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. And in gatherings like this, that we come together to hear the Veitaira and Ba'achtas, to be machazik ourselves in Emunah, this is not just an inyan during these days. There's no chefza shal mitzvah during these days. What do you take on Tisha B'Av? You take a kinos in your hand. That's the chefza shal mitzvah. The real chefza shal mitzvah at this time of year is gatherings like this, that you didn't come together to speak about Emunah, to be machazik ourselves in the inyanam of Allah Sase Panamine. This is what the Ushpizin of Eliyahu represents. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that we should be zeichet to that, and to see once again the face of Eliyanavi, and the Kohen Gadol with Tesim and Kodesh HaKadoshim, to be zeichet to that emes would be as goyot tzedek me'ev minu
Amen. Amen. Eliyahu anavi, Eliyahu anishmi, Eliyahu anavi, Eliyahu agiladi, Eliyahu anavi, Eliyahu
anishmi,
Eliyahu anavi, Eliyahu agiladi, Eliyahu anavi, Eliyahu anishmi, Eliyahu anavi, Eliyahu anishmi, Eliyahu anavi,